Hi, this is Peter T., and I want to talk to you about three important things about Carolina rig fishing. Number one, the weight. Let's start off by talking about the difference between lead and tungsten. In the past 3 or 4 years, I've switched over to a true tungsten style weight to give me increased feel and increased sensitivity. I found that by using a half ounce true tungsten weight, I can get the same feel that I would with a heavier lead weight and have less drag and less resistance through the air and in the water. It gives me a more sensitive feel to the bottom. I can tell you what kind of cover's down there, if it's rock or sand, or if it's stumps or grass or soft bottom, better with a tungsten weight than I can with a lead weight. It's just that much more sensitive. The next thing is leader length. When people ask me about leader length all the time, I basically say that there's a rule of thumb that I use. In cold weather, I use a shorter leader so that the fish don't have to travel as far from whatever object they're relating to on the bottom as they would the longer leader. In colder weather, they just don't want to travel, so I want to get that bait closer to them by using a shorter leader. In the summertime, when the water temperatures are up in the 70s and 80s, I use a little bit longer leader, and generally, when I say a little bit longer, any more, I don't use much more than about a 3.5 foot leader in leader length for a Carolina rig. That would be the extreme for me. I use that longer leader when the water temperature's, you know, higher and the fish have a higher metabolism and are feeding and are more active and are willing to chase a bait a little bit farther. So in cold weather, use a short leader. In warmer weather, use a little bit longer leader. And the last thing is the baits that I use. In Carolina rig, I try to keep it very simple. I use a minnow imitating bait, a crawfish imitating bait, and always a lizard. You know, Zoom's got the best lizards out there on the market. They've also got the Super Fluke, which is one of my absolute favorite baits on a Carolina rig. It imitates a minnow very well. And when I'm noticing that the fish are eating or feeding on crawfish, and the only way you do that is when you catch one, you look down his throat, you see the little pinchers and tentacles sticking out, then I'll put on a crawfish imitation, and that Zoom Big Critter Craw is one of the best ones out there for that. As far as colors go, I keep it very simple, either a green pumpkin or a watermelon or maybe a darker color or a lighter color. I mean, I try not to vary too much from those color combinations, and I always dip the tail in chartreuse. On a darker day, when it's a little bit cloudier, I use a chartreuse tail on most of my baits early morning, and then if the water's real clear, I just go with the natural colors, the watermelons, the watermelon red, the green pumpkin, straight without the chartreuse tail by itself. And that's it. I mean, it's basically a Carolina rig synopsis, and you've been tipped off.